If I say something about Mike Bloomgren, am I going to bore you? Or should I just get into Sanders?
Well, we need a little offensive line talk.
I was a little bit. I was so annoyed because, you know, they get Mike Bloomgren, and I've known of him being a good coach before. And the first thing I get is, well, he sucked at Rice. I'm like, who's good at Rice? Who's a good head coach at Rice? Well, excuse me. Who's known as a good head coach at Rice because of their record? Name me a good Rice season in the last 30 years. Bowl game, that's about it. Over 500. Like, when we do that wins, like, yeah, man, Rice is a tough place to go and win. The next guy who gets there will be fired. The guy after him will be fired. That's how it works at a place like that. And so Mike Bloomgren, yeah, I know. It didn't go well as a head coach at Rice. It probably went better than it has for a lot of other guys. I don't think that that takes anything away from him being an offensive line coach, considering, I don't know, it didn't seem to go very well for Bill Callahan at Nebraska. And what do we say about Bill Callahan? Would people not drive to Nashville right now to go pick up Bill Callahan and bring him back here? Didn't go very well at Nebraska, did it?
Well, and then last year, what was it? Was it Andy Dickerson?
Yes.
Okay, and then what happened? Mike Vrabel ended up coaching the offensive line by the end of the year.
Royce Fan ended up having to take over, of course, because we didn't see that until Hard Knocks, the in-season Hard Knocks. We're like, why is the assistant yelling at everybody? Oh, that's why the assistant's yelling at everybody. Yeah. Because they had to have three different offensive line coaches, basically.
Yeah, last year was a nightmare. It seems like this year, and I believe Joe Thomas when he says, like, there is a different attitude. There's been a shift. And there's accountability. And look, I do kind of laugh. Every team is working on penalties. So I do kind of hate when, during the season, fans of the teams that are penalized the most, why aren't they working on this? I think they're all working on it. I think sometimes when you have young guys up front, they tend to probably commit more penalties. Now, we have a veteran-laden group on that offensive line, except for left tackle, where DeJuan Jones, I mean, it was only one rep yesterday, but it was, you know what? Had me turning heads. Turning heads yesterday. That's right, Owen. Turning heads yesterday on one rep that we saw to DeJuan Jones. I wish we could see more than one. I'm not going to put the guy in the Hall of Fame over one rep, but there is some body of work now starting to develop there
for
Jones.
Well, you got to turn heads. Did if you want to do stuff, you got to turn heads.
Did you also see that, he and A'shaun Robinson got into it?
No.
And A'shaun Robinson is a monster, and DeJuan Jones did not make him look very big because DeJuan Jones is a
monster.
Towers
over everybody.
He's a bigger monster than even the monstrous frame that is A'shaun Robinson.
Yeah, he makes Joe look like a small tight end. Like it's incredible how he dwarfs just about everybody. Obviously, DeJuan, it's just more reps, and staying healthy.
Speaking of Joe, did it make sense to give Joe Flacco all the first team reps? So I have to go and ask myself, are we trying to win football games, Kenny? Are we trying to do what's best for the franchise, Kenny? Or are we trying to calm down the fan base? Are we trying to calm down all the people who are upset?
It's become clear now. I wish it could have been a little more honestly, at the start of camp. It's pretty clear what they're doing now. This is Joe Flacco's week. Next week is going to be Kenny Pickett's week. And then they're going to pick a starting quarterback. It has nothing to do with Shador Sanders or Dillon Gabriel. These guys have no shot. And I wish they could have been a little more honest, because it's going to make our shows seem a little silly. I do believe that after really next week. I mean, Kenny Pickett is going to be getting the first team reps. He was doing first team walkthroughs yesterday. So that's what we're gearing for. We're not in the habit right now of getting Shador Sanders ready to start week one as a fifth round pick with three guys ahead of him. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel dumb myself for even talking about a quarterback competition. I never really thought it was going to be a fair one. But in reality, it was never a quarterback competition with those two rookies.
Well, anything
it was always going to be just Kenny Pickett and just Flacco. This week's about Flacco. They don't care that Shador is starting and that they may be made to look bad. Everybody's going to be tuning in to see Shador, and Kevin Stefanski and them are going, we're getting ready for the season. What are you guys talking about? Mm-hmm. We're not getting ready to start our fifth round. Shador's going to have opportunities. It's going to be a long season. I think, unfortunately, it's going to be a long season for all the wrong reasons. But there are going to be opportunities down the road. It doesn't have to be decided. Shador's future is not going to be decided today.
Well, I'm a dreamer, in so many ways, because like Keith had just texted us while we were doing the Joe Thomas interview. On Three Sports is reporting that I believe Archie Manning, the grandfather of Arch Manning, he predicts that Arch will not declare for the 2026 draft. Quote, Arch isn't going to do that. He'll be at Texas. Okay, that's from granddad. Cross him off.
Wait.
What? Cross him off then. What?
So granddad, the same guy that stood beside Eli Manning and said, I predict he will not be going to San Diego.
Did he say that?
No, but that's what he did. He stood there. So it says predicts, and then it says he won't be doing that.
Yeah.
I think we know who kind of runs the football mindset of that family.
If I knew, because he struggled so much as a quarterback, and I think Archie Manning believes, and it very well may be true. I mean, my God, I wasn't alive for Archie Manning's career, so I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. But I would imagine Archie Manning believes that he could have offered so much more had he not been around a hapless franchise like the New Orleans Saints. So when it came to Peyton, what did Peyton do? Peyton went back to Tennessee. All Bill Parcells had to do was call Peyton, or call Arch, really, Archie for that matter. What happened with Eli? We all know what happened with Eli. So you have the son. By the way, I think Peyton Manning's son is getting going now in high school football and getting going as a quarterback. So just get ready to have this whole conversation again coming up in about a decade or so or less. So now you have Arch Manning and Archie Manning saying that. And I just think, well, gosh, if it were Arch and we knew Arch was coming out, it would clear up so many things. If you knew he was coming out in 2026, but you don't, and you don't think he is. So I got all these different things, and I know what we're going to do. We are going to argue tooth and nail about four or even five different guys who could be taken in the first round. There's the guys you think of off the top of your head, and there's always going to be another one that gets thrown in there. Some years it's Josh Allen. Other years it's Paxton Lynch. Go ahead and take your pick, whichever one it could end up being. So you're going to have another one thrown in there. So I start to dream, and I get emotional. I would like to skip all that. I think it'd be amazing. I think a fan base like Cleveland would be amazing to have a guy who fell to you in the fifth round, who the whole world doubted, it seemed, except for his most ardent fan base, go out and become your franchise quarterback and lead you to either deep playoff runs, Super Bowl appearances, Super Bowl wins. I don't want to get crazy, put carts before horses, but I also know that they have a season to start. And if it's me coaching the team, don't I have to get my starting quarterback ready? My starting quarterback is getting ready in first team reps in a joint practice. We're getting ready for that against who? So it ends up being Joe Flacco. So I have to take Joe and put him out there. Even though he ain't playing tomorrow night, Shador is. I want Shador to look good, but who am I? What am I trying to do? Am I trying to win football games, or am I trying to calm down the fan base? What am I trying to do? I have to ask myself. And frankly,
I mean, should we give them credit?
If I'm getting so worked up over something like this, I have to ask myself, I'm just trying to calm down a fan base.
That's what I mean. Should we give them credit? Look, the Browns are no strangers to dealing with the outside noise. They've done it for years, whether it was Johnny, Odell, Baker. There's just been never-ending outside noise with this team. And, you know, you make the argument they haven't dealt with it all that well in some years they've been fine. I have to say, like, maybe this is them saying, we don't care. We don't care that the Ryan Clarks or the Hugh Douglases, right, the RG3s, we don't care that they're going to be dialed in on Friday night to a Browns preseason game like never before. And they are ready to pounce and talk about if he plays well. Whoa, what do we have here? What have they? He's playing well despite the coach, in spite of the coach and all that.
Nah, I won't be able to say that.
And if he plays poorly, what are they going to say? The coach sabotaged him. They let him into the lion's den. Like, you're going to get that either way.
But I don't believe that.
And I think the Browns are saying, we don't care. We're our goal, our objective is to get these quarterbacks, number one and number two, figure out the depth chart and have them battle it out. And that is Flacco and Pickett.
And I agree with you on that, because I have to tell you, even through all the craziness, I still stand firm. Who offers them the best opportunity in the NFL to climb the ladder and be a starter? Who offers them the best opportunity? It's the Cleveland Browns. You could try to say New Orleans. They're getting their guy ready for the season. Shador ain't getting any first-team reps over Tyler Shuck. Nope. Not going to happen. You could say the Jets. The Jets are certainly... There's the injury that happened to Justin Fields, mm-hmm. if he's okay. So maybe by injury, Shador would get reps because they... Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound a lot like the Browns? Because of injury, then all of a sudden you get more reps because guys can't practice. I want him to get first-team reps too. Definitely. I'm team first-team reps for Shador Sanders. But I also have to look and go, the Jets are getting ready for their season. Justin Fields, they believe he can be a franchise quarterback no matter what anybody says. He's going to get all those reps. Tyler Shuck is going to get all those reps. Well, the only other place that I could see it really being realistic with the Jets, it's the same scenario. Guys get banged up.